Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And welcome to All Paws Pet Talk Radio Show. You're on with the Sixth Sense for Pets. This is Diane Gianlorenzo, your host, animal communicator and psychic medium for pets and people. My co-host today is Joe the Chicken Man Barber, and we have a great show for you today. We have Patricia Cleveland coming on in a little bit. Patricia is very interesting. She's out of Alabama, and Patricia does something called the Balanced Horse Project. We're going to be bringing her on in a little bit, as soon as she calls in. We're still waiting for her. But I can tell you a little bit about it. And first of all, how you doing today, Joe?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
Glad to have you here.
Mm-hmm.
It's been some hot weather. You were telling me the chickens weren't doing too well with the production.
Oh, God, I'm way down on eggs.
Yeah, it's not cool. When do they start up again? When it cools down?
Yeah, it'll be... Yeah, well into the fall.
Oh, boy. Well into the fall. And you were just telling me they hide themselves in the little things they dig.
Yeah.
The little holes they dig?
Yeah.
To stay cool?
Sand bass.
Oh, the sand bass. Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Very interesting. Well, listen, I'm excited this week. I just got my computer fixed from Professional Computer Solutions, a sponsor of ours, Mark at PCS down there in Holly Hill, 600 South Young Street in Ormond Beach, uh-huh. Right near me, which is always convenient. Mark specializes in repair, upgrades, installs, custom builds, software, and he does some fantastic web design. He does free diagnostics. You can reach him at his site at www.pcscomputers.biz. PCScomputers.biz. You work on the computer, Joe?
A little bit.
Yeah,
not,
if you ever need it fixed, yeah. I'm telling you, this guy's amazing. He took his time with me. He actually told me that he got into his own business, which is very similar to what I did back when I was a massage therapist, because he was kind of tired on the lack of customer service that was being provided by his employees.
Wow.
And I said, yeah, I experienced the same thing.
Uh-huh.
So he really takes the time with you to show you, explain anything to you, and he's always there for his clients. That's actually his motto. But it's called Professional Computer Solutions. Again, right here in Ormond Beach. I think I said Holly Hill earlier.
Holly Hill, you did.
Oh, that was a big mistake.
Wow.
It's right almost on the line. Sorry about that. That's right. That's in Ormond Beach.
Uh-huh.
Really close to it. He's in Ormond Beach. And it's over at that Saigon Bistro little plaza on Ridgewood, which is US 1, also known, on Young Street. Young Street, not Ridgewood. And again, he does the repairs, upgrades. I watched him... fixed a laptop right in front of me. He walked in, he said, oh, you know, I'll put this aside. I was like, no, keep showing me. It's fascinating what's in these little laptops. He took it all apart, fixed it up. It was done.
Wow.
Had it all going in about 2 seconds, and I just went, whoa, that's amazing. But he's very knowledgeable on the hardware as well as the software.
I just bought one of those brand new computers, a touchscreen, you know, for dumb guys.
Is it a laptop?
No, it's a great big one. It's a 24-inch, you know, it's an Acer. I don't know if you can...
An Acer, yeah. Aren't those laptops the one you carry with them?
No, this one here, and it's all, you just push the
button.
It's
a desktop.
Yeah.
So it's got the big tower side of it.
No, there's no tower. It's all built in the computer now.
That's a little different. Interesting.
Yeah,
they come out with some fancy stuff.
Oh, yeah. Easy now. So I can get on the computer.
Well, if you ever need it fixed, and let's cross your fingers that you don't, or any help, make sure you check out pcscomputers.biz.
Okay.
Because, like I said, Mark's incredible. All right, well, we're going to have Patricia Cleveland on today. Patricia does something, Joe, called the Balanced Horse Project. She has quite an eclectic background in training. She became a prime level riding instructor, course designer, coach, judge, and steward. She started out in Canada at the Canadian Equestrian Federation. She's actually taken courses from Cornell University and got a certificate in equine emergency first aid. She studied psychology in Carleton University in Canada. She studied coaching psychology in the 80s and 90s. She studied equine massage, animal chiropractic, red light therapy, all a lot of great therapies for horses. She's been involved with horses since she was a little girl. I had the pleasure of speaking to her briefly on the phone. And what she told me was that she really wanted to kind of encompass the whole mind, body, and spirit of horses and really help them with their lameness, and also, you know, work with the trainer, because she was such a great trainer, with the rider and the horse.
Wow.
And so she's, you got to go to her website. It's a beautiful, I guess, picture of what she can do from one horse, the before to the after.
Wow.
And it actually looks like, you know, probably a chiropractor had worked in it. She said no. She said she does. She's going to explain what she does in a second. But she has she's supported the careers, actually, of clients and their horses as they prepared for the Olympics, race meets, and shows. She started the project in 2000, although she's had the balanced horse since 1991. Okay, and the project is where she's justifies her position of what she does with development methods of collecting and analyzing data, which relates to organic rehabilitation of horses. I'll let her explain more of it. And Miss Patricia, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Welcome. And I also forgot to mention that you have your own radio show, which is on Dream Vision 7 Radio, correct? Called The Balanced Horse Project.
Yes. I ventured into Radio Land to try and spread my message about changing how we interact with animals and to give people new tools and new ways of thinking.
Nice.
So.
And we had the opportunity to talk just a little bit yesterday, and I was trying to understand what you did, and I kept coming up with the word, like, energy, or are you actually laying hands-on? And you explained it in a very nice word called a hug.
Yeah, I think that people like to be hugged. It's an exchange of energy from one heart to another. It's a relationship, both physically and energetically, and that same relationship is available in the animal world, and they don't have the ability to actually hug the way we can. So I looked at it and said, maybe we should start hugging animals, start hugging horses.
Yeah, and you do it, now you do this not with chiropractic skills, although you are trained in that. You do it more, you said, with kind of like a soft towel or a soft kind of like a small blanket of some kind, and you wrap it around the horse on the important points that needs adjusting. But again, this is more in an energetic approach, correct?
Yes. I have people who, you know, watch what I do, and they think that it's just solely a physical thing. The interesting part is you can do the same system without applying the energetic healing envelope or applying intent, and you don't get the same results. So it's basically involving the whole body of the animal, and we wrap it up in organic material and just very gently give a little tension on the material, and the animal stops. They hold absolutely still, and this puts a little shock wave into the muscles. And it doesn't just, like, chiropractics may move one or two bones at a time. This shifts the whole being, the whole physical structure, the muscles and everything. I'm not moving the bones. I'm just resensitizing the muscles so that the mind can connect and say, oh, there's a place that I have a problem, and I think we need to physically manipulate ourselves so that we can heal.
Okay, so it does encompass both physical and the energetic part. And I also like the fact that you said you work with them physically in, you know, close proximity as well as long distance, so you can continue the work long distance.
Yes, if people are interested, on my website, which is thebalancedhorseproject.net, I just posted a new page. It's called The Fractured Foal. And there's a progression of pictures on a foal that is currently a month and a half old.
Okay.
She was born
okay,
we're gonna, and they can see it.
We're
going
to come back with
it.
That after the break.
Okay.
Stay with us, and we'll continue more with you. Thank you.
All right.
We're back with Joe, the Chicken Man Barber. And today we have on Patricia Cleveland, proprietor of the Balanced Horse Project. explaining some of what she does. Patricia, we cut you off a little bit. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's radio.
Yeah, you know. So you were going into what you do with both the physical and the energetic part of it. And I'm also interested in, you do the Young Living essential oil. That's something else. Do you incorporate a lot of that into your practice?
Well, when I started all this, I was really curious about the impact of frequency and energy transmission in the body, which takes us into physics, which we aren't going to visit today.
Thank you.
But
that's but a couple of shows oils, right there. Yeah.
Yeah, the oils are an amazing tool for people who are needing or want to go that direction. My progression has moved me to the point where this is a completely independent, organic process. So you can incorporate the oils if there is a need to do that. But in my line of thinking, that the energy that we have around us in our living environment, just like fish in water, we have everything we need. We just haven't learned to incorporate it or ask for it to come into the body. And I know that sounds very abstract.
No, actually not for what I do, and most of the people I work with do understand that.
Okay.
And it's funny, I was just discussing this with Joe earlier, that there is quite a huge people that apply to this, holistic vets, holistic people, alternative, even like Young essential oils. So many people have used this for centuries, thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
So there is more of an understanding out there that I think you're saying. I've worked with it for years, so most of the people I know.
I started with the oils, and I absolutely love the oils.
Yeah.
What kind of oil?
Right.
Oh. All these, just anything out there, like lavenders and peppermint. I've used peppermint oil on paralyzed Great Danes and picked up these dogs off the ground.
And just for the listeners to understand, Patricia, Young essential oils are, again, based on not only the aromatherapy, but the energy, the essence that goes into the oils.
Right. And when you're speaking
energy.
With me,
yeah.
Which is energy, I don't consider or look at the biochemical side. I'm looking at absolute, the purest forms of organic energy that can be put into the body or surround the body, whether it's sound or the emotion of the people that are involved with the animals. This is all different layers of energy. So this is how we transform dysfunctional energy into functional energy, and that's what kickstarts and maintains the body's self-healing mechanism.
Right, and frequencies and vibration are, like you said, a proven thing that is around us. It's a proven entity, and we do have the ability to manipulate that. And this is what you're doing.
Right, and I took the project, and I've stripped off all the chemicals and all the things that we can apply to the animal, and I've just tried to use environmental energy to prove the validity of what we are all experiencing. So that's what the Balance Horse Project is about. The expression is the horse, but we can use it on ourselves. We can use it on anything. But I really wanted to validate it, so that's what we did.
Wonderful. And where do you do this? Do you go on the road? Do people come to you?
Well, everything. I'm in the process. I'm in the journey part of reaching out to people to say, I've done the work, here's the proof, and now I would like to be able to expand people's experience and knowledge. So I have a drive-in arrangement here once a month at our farm in Dothan. People come from all over the southern U.S. with their animals. We also travel across the U.S. and into Canada. I have a little route that I do to help people that come together in one spot and support workshops or do working sessions with animals. And then I also travel in our local area on demand if it's needed for situations that other ways of looking at life have not supported.
Nice.
So I'm around.
You get around. Get all
over.
Oh,
and I forgot to say that we have this new service. It's called the Life Book, where people can take pictures according to certain specifications and send them in. And we help them look at their animal and map the problems And then I work with them over the phone to encourage them to address their animal's problems themselves. And then I hold a healing envelope for that transition to occur. So we do that as well.
And
that's
a
new service.
What are some of the results you've seen with your work?
Well, if it sounds miraculous, I'm not saying a miracle worker, but I have had dogs who've been seizuring on the ground stop seizuring and start to sit up within 3 months, be out chasing squirrels. I have dealt with horses who have had very limiting and very poor veterinary prognosis go out and become, well, one horse actually became one of the fastest horses in North America in the pacing industry, and that should never have happened. I work with animals who are emotionally distraught and cannot deal with either the relationship that they're asked to live in or the workload that they're asked to bear, and I'm able to take the stress and the fear out of them by revisiting the body imprint of trauma energy and translating that for the owner. And the next thing you know, the animal changes, and so does the owner. It's very wonderful.
Hmm. And I like the fact that you told me yesterday you were an empath. You started to explain it, and I said, oh, no, I understand that. I'm with you. So you speak with them telepathically as well, which we all have the ability. Some of us just were called to it.
Well, it's something that I've struggled with and how to explain it, because I'm not a person that's gone out and educated myself in energetic tools. This has been a very natural path for me, and the animals have really shared their wisdom, their culture, and their concerns. And standing in a barn, having a horse point to a certain part of his body and then take him with his muzzle, and shift my hand to where he wants me to move energy, that's a pretty profound interaction.
Yeah,
and
it is.
Now we have conversation. I mean, literally, they'll start with physical conversation, and they will take you into pictures. And if you're open, follow it, because it won't hurt anything to try it.
Right. And that is how, you know, I remember when I started my work, the horse came to me and told me, we're going to teach you to work and communicate like we do, which was a surprise because I was working with people at the time. And it just couldn't be denied. They were so strong. And the horses are, in my opinion, one of the most empathic animals besides elephants, that very easy to. So every time I deal with horse people, I'm like, you know, you do this. A lot of dog people too, most animal people communicate on a different level. They're just usually not so aware of it. But horses are very communicative.
Well, and I did an experiment at the Atlanta Zoo with snakes. And all the snakes were hiding in their little habitats. And I sat there and I told my husband, I'm going to do this experiment. And I sat in the snake house and I meditated. And I explained mentally that I had driven a very long way to see these, you know, how beautiful the snakes were. And I really wanted them to make it possible for me to see, you know, how beautiful they were as themselves. And then I walked around through all the display cases again, and every one of those snakes had perched themselves up by the glass or on a log so that they could be observed.
Wonderful.
So just go to the zoo and try it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Patricia. And again, your website is thebalancedhorseproject.net. Quite informative information on that, and it can read a whole bio on you as well. And if they'd like to talk to you about, you know, having a session or what you do, I know you're very helpful. Again, thebalancedhorseproject.net. Patricia is located in Alabama. However, she does travel and do workshops. And we'll see you after the break. Thanks again, Patricia.
Switch. Bye now.
Now you can walk and exercise your pet no matter what your condition using the bike tow leash. There is nothing like the bike tow leash. It easily attaches to bicycles, electric scooters, and other mobility equipment. It acts like an extra left arm to communicate and to control your pet in the healing position. You can install it in minutes. The bike tow leash is recommended by trainers and used by owners and working dog handlers of all kinds. So now you can get out and have fun and exercise your pet very safely. Go to our website, www.allpawspettalk.com, and go to the sponsor page and hit the bike tow leash banner. or call toll-free 857-245-3364. That number once again, toll-free 857-245-3364.
Scratch it.
Is your itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo look it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426. Or on the web, www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
Disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Get in on the fun and the rewards of caring for animals as a professional. Train to be a pet groomer or a veterinary assistant at the Florida Institute of Animal Arts. Turn your love for animals into a lifelong career. There are thousands of jobs in the growing professions of pet groomer and veterinary assistant. We help place graduates. Ask about tuition financing. The Florida Institute of Animal Arts, Winter Park, 407-869-PETS. On the web at myfiaa.com.
Family. And welcome back to All Paws Pet Talk Radio. This is the Sixth Sense for Pets, where we enlighten and inform. I'm Diane Gianlorenzo, your host, on today with co-host Mr. Joe Chicken Man Barber. This is the part of the show where I do some readings. I have people send in pictures prior to the show, and I do some readings on them, as I'm a pet psychic and animal communicator. Last week, we had Leslie not be able to get in with her kitty cat Minion. And what happened was at the end, I had already done the reading, so I called Leslie with the information I had, which she was gracious enough to say thank you. That was so kind of her to call me back and, mm-hmm. and say thanks. That was helpful. But I wanted to have her on the air today to see how Minion is doing. And this is a kitty cat that had been declawed by a previous owner, thank God, not by Leslie. And we wanted to see how he was doing since she got him on some antibiotics and the paws, the pads were very inflamed. And it was not quite yet his time. So that's good. Minion's doing better. But let's see what Leslie has to say. And Leslie, you're on with Joe and Diane. How are you doing today?
I am good. How are you?
Good. Now, what's going on with Minion? I explained to the listeners that Minion had a poorly done, not that any of them are done right, in my opinion, a poorly done declawation of the front paws before you got him. And it's been bothering him for years, but now they were actually very much swollen and bleeding, and he was in pain, correct?
Yes, he was bleeding and limping and in pain.
Okay. So, again, when I spoke to him last week, when I connected with the energy, I felt that, you know, the vet would definitely be able to take care of him, that he was still a happy kitty. And also I'd felt some weight loss, which you had not confirmed until after you went to the vet, which I found interesting.
Yeah, and you also said it was his left paw that was the worst, and that was the only one that was bleeding. The
okay.
other paw was simply inflamed. So
okay.
everything said was spot on. It was all right.
Okay, because when I connected with Minion again, because you sent me an update picture, so tell us what's going on with Minion now.
Well, he's doing much better. The vet recommended I change his litter again. I've tried dozens of litters, and he recommended I change litter again to something natural. I was using like tidy cats or something, whatever was on
the litter situation is new to us. What is the litter about?
Well, he the litter that I was using in his wound, there was a little bit of litter stuck in his wound that was on his left paw.
Okay.
And so when he looked at him, he saw that there was bleeding and inflammation. He also saw that there were little pieces of litter that were just kind of crammed into the open wound, and it was just awful. You know.
Oh, okay. So you probably just want to get that paper litter that is really big.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, yeah,
so he's doing better. When I connected with him, Leslie, this time, he told me he's feeling a little better, but again, something not as hungry as he used to be. Do you understand that?
I do.
Okay.
I'm giving him lots of stuff that he likes and feeding him frequently, and the vet did say that he could have some sort of autoimmune.
Yeah, because I definitely felt there was something else going on with this kitty besides just the paws.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm glad the vet said there was probably something there. And you confirmed that he had lost 2 pounds since his last... since his last vet visit, which is 1/6 of his body weight. So in case that doesn't sound like a lot to people, he was only 12 pounds and went down to 10. So I want to tell you this. When I connected with him, I do feel heat. Okay, I don't feel they've gotten everything. I think he's probably going to have to go back for some blood work. Okay, so I feel the paws were much better. He did tell me they felt much better. He felt much better pain-wise. But I do feel heat, which to me usually means there's something else going on in the body. And even though the weather is changing and it's getting hotter, I don't feel that's what he was talking about. He made me feel an internal heat going on. To me, it says infection or something else going on. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. He's making me feel like he's not as hungry, although you're giving him yummy food.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I want to tell you, I think there's going to be some blood work at this time. Again, I still feel that this is very fixable.
Okay.
And I just want to relay that to you, because I know there was a question when he was, and this happens a lot when our animals are in so much pain, and you know this, Joe.
Uh-huh.
We tend to panic.
Yeah.
You know, we tend to go, what, you know, is this a sign? What do, is this
what
the
do
end?
I do?
Yeah.
You know?
And you can see people on their deathbeds, and you know, we just figure out what works with them. But with animals, it's so distressing because often they can't tell us what's happening and how much pain they're in. So often there's a feeling of, well, should I help him along? Which is often kind, but with this animal, I didn't feel that at all. And Leslie, I'd relayed that to you, that Minion's like a really happy cat. And says, you know, no, I'm still kicking. I've still got plenty of time. He loves to be with you, okay? So the food situation, again, I feel that he's going to be going back in for some blood work, okay? Because I feel, again, there's something else going on there that feels like heat in him, which to me feels like an infection somewhere, or something feels infected still. And it may be that he just needs to be on something longer, or that this is a secondary problem. Alrighty?
There's one thing about him I've had him for 10 years.
Okay.
About 10 years, and he was estimated to be between 5 and 7 when I found him as a stray. His old family moved out without him. And in a way, I can kind of understand, because when I got him, he started urinating outside of his litter box occasionally.
Okay.
And he's ruined a lot of my things. He's ruined, I don't have a lot of money, and he's ruined carpeting, he's ruined hardwood flooring, he's ruined all kinds of stuff, rugs.
Okay.
He's ruined a bed. I've talked to other, you know, people about him before, and I don't know what to do.
I feel a lot of that is the feeling of infection. So again, being on the antibiotics, Leslie, might have caused a secondary problem. Okay. And again, I think that just has to be addressed at this point, and also with the food change. I don't think it's something you're not going to be able to fix at this point. Again, when animals are peeing excessively, the cats, the two things to look at are always a urinary tract infection, bladder infection, some kind of infection, or kidney stones, which so many vets overlook, because you really have to do the specific test for those things. So I'm going to tell you, with him, it feels more like heat. Okay, which tells me infection when I feel that. Again, I feel like something secondary is there, so I'd have the blood test done and do it. But his paws are doing better, and he's feeling better in that manner, in that respect, correct?
Yeah, he's feeling a lot better, but his urinating issues have reached an all-time bad. I cleaned two rugs yesterday.
Which, again, I feel that is probably just a secondary infection, that is probably urinary. has happened in there. So I would bring him back to the vet, okay, when you've got him on the food steady that you're keeping him, and have them check that. All righty?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling, Leslie. We're going to go to break, and we'll come back after with another. Oh, no, we have another caller. Sorry about that. And
we have Kim.
Oh, great. Okay. And we have Kim on. And Kim sent a picture of her horse called, Santana. And I've worked with Kim before. Kim, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, Kim. Nice to talk to you again. I love Santana. Every time I connect with him, he's like, hey, how you doing? It's a beautiful horse.
That would be Santana.
Yeah, I know this is your baby. You've had him for several years now, and he's quite a star. Now, recently, the reason you sent this picture this time is he had a run-in with the gate, a rather large gate, the door to the gate.
Yes.
And you said he had some scratches, and did he break the gate?
He broke the gate off the hinges.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get as much done as we can now, and then we'll come back after break with a few more bits of information. But what was your question with Santana? Because he does feel like he's doing better, and I feel like he's starting to perk up. I did feel a lot of information on his right side in the front. Is that where he hurt himself mostly?
That's correct.
Okay. He definitely... It's telling me he's doing better, he's feeling good. But I got to tell you, Kim, your connection with this horse is astronomical. I think I've told you this before, but what really makes him feel better is being with you. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna keep you on the line just a little bit as we go to break. So you can ask a question if you'd like right to Santana or anything about him when we come back. All righty?
Okay.
Thanks.
Scratch it.
Is your itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo lick it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426 or on the web www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Get in on the fun and the rewards of caring for animals as a professional. Train to be a pet groomer or a veterinary assistant at the Florida Institute of Animal Arts. Turn your love for animals into a lifelong career. There are thousands of jobs in the growing professions of pet groomer and veterinary assistant. We help place graduates. Ask about tuition financing. The Florida Institute of Animal Arts, Winter Park, 407-869-PETS. On the web at myfiaa.com.
Pookie's, where your pet's nutrition is our mission. At Pookie's Pet Nutrition and Bow Wow Bakery, we strive to provide a holistic approach to pet care with the greatest variety and highest quality of healthful foods, treats, and supplements for your pets since 1999. So let our experienced and knowledgeable staff help you answer your questions and choose the right food for your pet. They will take the time to listen to your concerns. At Pookie's Pet Nutrition and Bow Wow Bakery, celebrate special occasions with a custom cake or cookies baked right on the premises in 2 locations, Winter Park and Ocoee. Pookie's, the largest independent pet store in the Orlando area. Custom birthday cakes, gift baskets, raw food, supplements, and featuring home delivery in 2 locations. locations, Winter Park and Ocoee. Call 407-622-PETS. Pookies, committed to supporting local rescue groups and adoption efforts. Check it out online at PookiesBowWowBakery.com. Pookies, where your pet's nutrition is our mission. 407-622-PETS.
When my dog Buddy was sprayed by a skunk, I didn't like the available options. Harsh peroxide mixes or tomato juice both damage the coat for months, dry out the skin, and can harm their eyes. And most skunk shampoos are just perfumes, also not safe for their eyes. So I invented Deskunkin' Jubilee with safflower oil, all-natural baking soda, mango butter, and other natural ingredients. Safe for your dog's eyes, coat, and skin, and okay if ingested. Works in one shot, money-back guarantee. Go to BuddyR.com, B-U-D-D-Y, the letter R.com.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Gland Animal Hospital, now open 24 hours, 7 days a week, is a full-service animal hospital and will take both emergency cases as well as routine medical checkups. Gland Animal Hospital offers a myriad of services such as dental work, orthopedic surgery, stem cell therapy, reproductive medicine, oncology cancer treatment, and routine vaccinations. Our ideology to veterinary care is ongoing nutrition and problem prevention, which is facilitated through the use of state-of-the-art technology and medicine. Located at 2120 East International Speedway Drive, call 386-734-1802. The number again is 386-734-1802. On the web, www.delandanimalhospital.com. Mention that Teddy sent you to receive 50% off your first exam fee. DeLand Hospital, where we treat your pet like family.
And welcome back to All Paws, Pet Talk Radio Show. This is The Sixth Sense. Again, I'm your host, Diane Jean Lorenzo, pet psychic and animal communicator. And we are talking to, and I'm sorry, we have Joe Barber here with us.
just sitting here.
Sorry about that, Joe. So, Kim, you're on with Diane and Joe. We're reading Santana, whom I've read before in the past. Anna, did you have any question for Santana?
Question for Santana?
Or anything you wanted to know, because I know this is a star in the making.
Yes. He has been off for a week. He got back to work on Monday, which was June 25th. When he came back to work after a week off, even though I was going, and it was me alone, I was going gradually with him, he acted like this was the last thing in the world he wanted to do. He wouldn't allow the bridle to be put on. He ran away from the saddle. He didn't want to do anything.
Yeah, he's just a little thrown by the whole episode. It's funny. A lot of times, people, you know, animals heal so quickly, and I know you understand this, Kim, that this was actually a traumatic experience for him. So, you know, even though it seemed like he got off and everything was fine, I actually feel his energy got very unbalanced by this, okay? Which, again, is why I feel the connection with you so strong. Is what really helps him get back in balance is being with you, being with his family, okay?
Okay.
So you're petting him. You're the best medicine for him right now. Now, I know somebody pulled him off the gate, and that keeps coming up. What was his name?
His name is Rolly. He is the Hispanic groom who works at our barn.
There it is. Okay. I was just curious because... We were picking up something in the sound room.
No, wait a minute. You're not going to get away with this.
Okay.
My name is Rolly. My name is Roland. Nickname Rolly.
There you go.
And I had said something about Carlos Santana, and she was actually reading off me. This must be a powerful horse because I'm not psychic, and there he is.
Yeah. What Roland said to me, Kim, and you know this because we've talked before, is he said, I keep picking up like Carlos Santana. I said, you're probably picking up the guy who helped him off the gate, because I know she mentioned it. Mm-hmm. I can't remember his name, but I know there's a name connection there. And you just said it's Roland, and Roland's going, come on. And I'm like, no, really, that's how it works. So we're all connecting with Santana and you. very powerful here. And then, of course, Joe, my buddy over here, goes, I'm not. And I go, oh, yeah, you. It's always the one that says I'm not is usually connecting the most.
Really?
Yeah, and you probably just are so used to it, you're not aware of it.
Wow.
And you've worked with tons of animals.
Uh-huh.
But, Kim, to tell you with Santana, and I know you connect with Santana on an energetic level as well as a telepathic level naturally yourself, he's saying that it's more traumatic than you think, that experience, okay? And he's calming down from it, okay? So when you said he's not really wanting to go back to work, I would gradually get him back into it, which I know you know to do because you have a very gentle hand with him from our dealings that I understand. So I would tell you to work on him physically, like more massage.
Okay.
And your touch is very healing to him, and that's just, it's like a mother's hand right now. And I hate to use such a powerful word like post-traumatic stress, but this is something that's affected his energy, and it's thrown him off kilter a bit, okay? So even though the physical wounds are not gaping or extreme, I do feel that this is in his energetic field, and it's making him fearful. Like, that just happened all of a sudden, what was going on, okay, kind of wrestling with a gate. And being hooked up on it. So I just want to tell you, heal that with him. Do some work on him, just by hands-on. And you're gonna see that melt away. But what it has done is thrown a fear factor into him that I'm picking up that was not there before. Alrighty?
Okay. Yes, I can see that.
All right. Thank you so much for calling today. We very much appreciate it. And again, letting all of us connect with Santana. Because I know in the future we'll be reading about this horse.
Oh, wow.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Be well.
Thank you.
Very kind. Interesting stuff.
It is.
This is quite a horse that when she first came to me as a client, she had just gotten him. And she said, you know, I keep having premonitions and just a knowing that this horse is going to be something special.
Uh-huh.
Well, this horse has trained with so many people around, and they've always said the same thing. This is a special horse.
Wow.
And people in the horse world don't, you know, they see thousands of horses. But she said she's had, you know, famous trainers and just amazing people come and say, I want to buy your horse.
Wow.
She's like, it's not even that expensive. So every time I've connected with Santana, I get to go into this kind of really beautiful world of horses.
I'll bet you Santana will stay away from the gate now.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? She said he wrestled with it and actually, you know, got, I mean, the horses are huge.
Yeah.
And, what he did is he tried to jump ahead, and the gate got the better of him.
Wow.
So the guy had to actually, like, rip it off. He'd ripped some of it off, and he had to untangle a horse from a gate. Yes, Roland?
There are many listeners out there that really don't understand a pet psychic, a communicator, and really what they are and how this is. How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this professionally for about, I think, 6 years now, full-time. But doing it unprofessionally my whole life.
Can you read people as well?
Yeah, I do. That's what I started with. But the animal, and again, I'm a psychic medium for people.
Right.
But the animals came to me really strong. About 6 years ago, I was taking a shower, and I just love this story because it was a shock to me. And all of a sudden, there was a giant black horse in the shower with me.
Oh my goodness.
And he was just, and I was like, oh my gosh. And back then I could see really clearly, called clairvoyant, you know, when you see things. And he was just literally just standing right there, and I went, oh, hello. Like, I turned around, you know, with the shampoo. And it was just a complete telepathic message that you're going to be working with us, and we're going to teach you how to connect like we do. So when I came down to Florida, I actually live with a woman with horses, and it was a lot of learning going on that was not even really known to me, which was just, they speak so telepathically, and animals are really strong in that. But yes, to answer your question, I do work with people. However, animals, for some reason, have always come really strong. And
is there a possibility that at times you can't get a clear reading?
Yeah. If an animal is really upset or heightened in some kind of emotion, or if there's some kind of block there, and I'll tell you a perfect block. I went to a horse ranch once to do readings on several animals. One of the horses had an eye that was gouged out, that was damaged. And the woman was very frantic. She wanted me to read the horse. However, it was her husband's horse, and he said no. And out of honor, I said, I can't. And the woman came to me and said, I want you to read the horse because we don't know what happened to the eye. And he, the husband wouldn't say. He kind of just said he walked into a twig or something. She said, but he was so adamant, and apparently the guy was kind of not the nicest man in the world, so adamant not to have this horse read, she said, I was curious. Now I want to know. And I said, I'm not going to read the horse. Because there's an energetic honoring that you do, just like if somebody doesn't want you to walk into their home. And I felt this protection around this animal that I was not to read it. So there was a block there. It would have been very draining to me to try to read it. Not that you can't. But there's things like that where people can actually set up blocks with their animals or other people. That was more of a negative experience. But it's not always negative. Sometimes it's a positive one.
We do have a call coming in. Okay. We'll go to Diane and the phone call.
And hello, you're on the air with Joe, the Chicken Man Barber. And Diane, how can we help you?
Hi, my name is Anita.
Hi, Anita.
And, hi, I was the first time listening to this particular program on your radio.
Great, glad to have you.
Yeah, I'm really amazed, you know, all the stuff that you're saying. And I have three pets. I have two dogs and a cat. Oh, and I also have a bunch of fish.
Okay. Anita, we have 1 minute to the show, so I'm going to ask you to really clarify it quickly.
Okay. I have a boxer named Kuda, and I lost my fiancé last year, and it was his best friend.
Okay. Sorry to hear that. And your fiancé passed away?
Yes.
In a traumatic incident?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel that really strong. I'm going to tell you this, because we're ending to the show. I'm going to have you call in next week. Hopefully you'll be the first one, or write me on inspirit888 at yahoo.com. We'll have you the first reading next week. How's that?
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. Sorry we didn't have time for you today. This is All Paws Pet Talk Radio Show, The Sixth Sense. Joe, we didn't get to talk to you much today. Sorry.
Well, that's okay.
There's some information out there, though. Uh-huh. We'll be here next week, same time, 10 to 11 Saturday, on the All Paws Sixth Sense for Pets. And see you then. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
When you use your horn too much, bad things can happen.
This program was paid for by its sponsor, which is solely responsible for its content and the views expressed. When you hear Goliath bark, you know you're tuned to WELE, Ormond Beach.
From the storms in Virginia. Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Hello, you're back with Deb Wolf on All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and we're about to talk to Joe Barber, and we're not going to talk about chickens. No, we're not. If you remembered that and you're thinking, well, why not? Because we're talking about something else today, that's why. We're talking about goats today. I'm surprised. I didn't realize we'd booked this guest, and I'm excited by that because it just so happens that I am expecting goats to be delivered today or tomorrow. Pet goats, nanny goats, little female pygmy goats, and I'll explain why I'm not getting a billy and why they have to be pygmy in a moment. But let's talk with Joe. Welcome back to the show, Joe. You're on All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay. Now, I love goats, but most people would think, why would anyone get a goat? Why would anybody want to have a goat as a pet, Joe?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, goats, I think, I don't know how they got a bad reputation. Everybody's thinking of when a billy goat, you know, and they think, oh, my God, they stink and everything, you know. No,
it's the guy with the flute. It's that guy who's like half man, half animal, and he goes around getting all the virgins to follow him away from the villages. I mean, that's how goats got the bad rep, didn't they? What's his name? Pan? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That guy. I think that was a bad rep. But
yep.
Some of it's true. Billy goats
Well, they can. I know we had one who would try to urinate on my husband when he was here, and my son, and he loved all the ladies, but he could shoot from 6 to 10 feet away and hit my poor little boy, and my boy did not let this go. Of course not. You know.
Well, that's what they do to, I guess, to make the females, it attracts the females when they do that. So they do that all over themselves, you know. And that's why if you got a billy, you always stick it in the furthest part of your place.
You know, men who are listening, do not try this. This will not work for you. You cannot do this and attract women. This is just disgusting.
I used to have the bigger goats also, you know. I had the Nubians and the Bora goats and, you know. And, you know, this was a long time ago. And then a friend of mine got the little dwarf Nigerian, you know, dwarf Nigerian goats. And, my God, they're just so cute. I mean, you know, I was handling the babies, which are the size of a cat, you know. And
they're really tiny. Okay, because my pygmies will be sort of the size of a Wheaton Terrier. That's what they'll be like when they're young. And then they'll be the size of a really small golden retriever, really, really small. When
yeah,
they're
30 pounds. Yeah, that's their average weight.
Those are little. Because the Cocker Spaniel's 20-25.
Yeah.
So that's really tiny. That's like smaller than that's like miniature poodle size. Aw, that's sweet. So what, I mean, they're good lawnmowers, right? You don't have to run them, cost nothing. And their waste is not like other waste. Like some waste you have to really collect and keep for a year before you can use it, and it's toxic. Goat waste is actually usable right away.
Yeah, it is, you know.
So they can just do it wherever they want, and that's not a problem for you. It's like little tiny beans. It's not something you would step in and get upset by the same way you might if it were cows.
Right. So, yeah, you're going to find, you know, when you get your goats, I mean, you know, the more you pay attention to them, they're just like dogs. They jump up on your lap, and they want to be petted and scratched, and they follow you around just like a dog, and it's just amazing, you know. And like I said, the friends of ours, you know, they raise them, and so, you know, they just talked us into it. So, you know, here we are. We're out building fences, and, you know, surprisingly, you know, I was looking up all on the little goat shoot. You don't need a 10-foot space, you know, for a goat, you know, the small ones.
You need a few things that are special. Like you need special pellet food, even if they're grazing, and you need annual vaccines and a visit from the vet, no matter what. And you also need their hooves need to be trimmed, or the nails will actually grow right into the foot. So you need get that tool and know how to do it, and get someone to show you. And while they're showing you, maybe they do one foot, one hoof. Mm-hmm. And you do the rest while they're watching you, because you really want to be able to do it, not just watch them and then when you have to do it 2 months later not know what to do. And they need a salt lick, too. So it's the kind of thing you have to research a bit. But in terms of time, they're nowhere near as time-consuming as a horse would be.
But then again,
you can't ride them.
Yep. Yeah, I used to do my other goats. I had my clippers, and I used to do my own hooves. But if you've got rocks, you know, that helps, you know, piles of rocks, they love to run up and down piles of rocks, you know, they love to climb. And that keeps their hooves down pretty good, you know.
But there are a few problems with owning them. Like, the reason I got rid of all my goats, there were a couple reasons. One was they're really hard on stuff. So after a while, everything had been patched and secured and replaced enough that it really needed an overhaul. They use their horns to scratch on things, and they'll sort of pry big gaping holes in fences and things like this. And not because they're angry or wanting to get out even. Although, if they see something they like the neighbor's, you know, grass has dandelions or something, they might try and get out. And that's another problem with goats. And then there's this whole boy problem with the goats. When I had them, you know, they say they reproduce, things reproduce like rabbits. Well, goats reproduce like rabbits.
Holy moly,
was like the goat midwife there for a while. And so I'm going with all girls this time around.
Me too. That's what I'm doing this time. I'm just going just with all just the little nannies, you know.
And they have a really nice smell to them. They smell like a very small, faint, vague smell, almost like a horse, but not quite. They don't smell stinky like the boys at all. And they, you know, there's a lot of things that the tops off your carrots, the celery that isn't quite beautiful anymore. There's a lot of things they'll eat for you, so you don't have as big a garbage load.
But that's why I'm getting them, is I keep them around my chicken barns. You know, it's all fenced in, and they keep the grass along the side of the barns all nice and trim for me. You know, the other ones that I had. And that's what I really, really wanted. And the other thing I'm going to experiment with this time is if I do breed them, I'm going to bring them over to my friends. But we're going to take the goat milk and try to make some goat milk soap, all natural, you know. We're going to try that. Because we've been
I don't know. I've tried various things that never worked. Now, maybe I didn't try hard enough, but I did try this Mexican recipe I had from a friend for this candy that you make with goat milk and brown sugar, and it was awful. It tasted like goat. But, you know, and then there was a soap one that didn't quite work. I'm not sure if I didn't have quite the right temperature or something. But I had a goat that was – I had this dog, this blue heeler dog, who bossed my goats around and brought them in for me and took them out for me. And actually, if people want to see her, you can go to YouTube. It's free. Just go there and look me up, Deborah Wolf, Dogs Gone Wild. And in the end of that clip, you'll see her herding the goats in. You'll see the before when a human tries to get them in and it's hopeless, and then you'll see hers. Like, it's so fast. It's unbelievable. And she's so good at it. But anyway, there was this one goat that kept breaking all the rules, and I couldn't figure it out. This goat, Ivory, she was allowed to, like, leave the pen and be up in the porch and hang out near the doggy door. And I was thinking, like, why is this goat exempt from all the manners of the house? You know, every other goat is behaving. So at the same time, my blue heeler was getting fatter and fatter, and I was putting her on a diet. Well, one morning I went out early, and I saw my blue heeler standing outside the doggy door. She'd just gotten up for her morning milk, apparently. And the goat came to her to deliver it. And the goat's standing there letting her drink its milk. Oh, wow. No, what's gone wrong here? So then I had to put up another fence. I couldn't leave Squeak to the job. But I have so many fond memories of that dog. She passed a couple of years ago. And now that I get goats, I might be looking for a herding dog again, a good herding dog. Have you got somebody there to work this little herd for you? Bring him in and out?
No, I do it all myself, you know.
You know what? Whatever you use to bring them in at night, make sure that's super special and you don't use it for anything else. Some special tin of, you know, goat cob or corn or whatever it is, that's got to be their candy, and then you'll never have trouble bringing them in. But it sure helps to have a dog, you know, when it's berry season and you're trying to pull them out of the berry brambles to get them back to the barn. Oh, boy. She's nothing like a dog. Nothing like a dog.
So we're going to try that. And my friend also has a very interesting goat. Have you ever heard of the fainting goat?
You know what? I have, but we only have 30 seconds left, so I don't think we should talk about that today. It actually is a disorder in a recessive gene.
Yes,
and
it is.
It's a freak of nature. And I would hate to think what would happen to those goats if they were around here with my dogs. Even the herding dogs would think, you know, time to thin the herd. But they're goats that just pass out, and it is a problem. But I bet you they could discover a lot about human health if they looked into what's going on genetically with them. Anyhow, we'll be back at a future time to talk more with Joe Barber, I'm sure. I wonder at what you'll come up with next, Joe. It's good talking with you on All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
Well, thank you.